Committee meeting, and Jeff, if you want to go over the agenda and the process.
Sure. Today's agenda is to approve the agenda and the meeting minutes from the tax structure, December 6, 2019 minutes, and then to provide comments, to provide recommendations to the Florida Building Commission regarding the comments received on the commission's draft Rule 61G 20.1001, and that's pretty much the agenda, and then any other comments, unless there is any questions, we look for a motion to approve the agenda.
Lavich moved to approve the agenda as posted.
Yes, I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries.
And I did neglect to do the roll call.
I was just going to say, Jeff, do you want to do roll call?
Yeah, I got ahead of myself. Okay, and we do have a quorum, so that was a legitimate motion. Commissioner Shock.
Here.
Commissioner Comtoino won't be here. Cypher Varden?
Here.
Very good. And I think Gaspar Rodriguez is here for Jamie. Michael Gracio?
Here.
And we know Joe Hetzel will not be here. Doe Kim?
Here.
Dan Lavridge?
Here.
C.W. McComber?
Here.
Craig Trino?
Here.
All right, so we have 8 of 11 members in a quorum. So the vote was 8-0 on the agenda. And I think, are there any revisions and or additions to the December 6, 2019 meeting minutes that were posted to the BCIS? If not, is there a motion to accept the report?
Lavich moved to approve the minutes as posted.
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the December 6, 2019 meeting minutes. Is there any discussions? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, so let's proceed into our substantive portion of the meeting. So what I'd like to do first is I'll explain the process. Mo will then orient us to the documents, and Tom and Commissioner Shock may have a few words to speak before we start as well, the actual process. So what we're going to do is go through in sequence and review each comment. I'll ask if the proponent wishes to speak on the comment. As usual, they'll have a 3-minute opportunity. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? 3 minutes. Anybody in opposition? 3 minutes. If there's pros and cons, we'll offer one collective rebuttal, one for the proponent, one for the opponent, for 2 minutes. Those are 2-minute time limits for that. I'll come back to the TAC. I'll say, does any TAC member wish to make a motion to approve this? If you make no motion, you don't have to make a motion. We move on to the next one. That means that automatically gets a no affirmative recommendation. All the TAC's recommendations affirmatively will be on a consent agenda for the Commission's consideration at the February 11th, 2020 Rule Development Workshop. So you'll have one set of recommendations, those that you recommend approval on. The rest will be deemed not recommended for approval. And then at that process, proponents may, you know, request that the Commission consider other items, which say is up to the Commission. So that's what we're going to do. That's basically the process, and we have to have the 67% or two-thirds for the code process of approval. So if it reaches a two-thirds level, then it's recommended for approval. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But there's no need to make a second. If nobody supports the motion, I'll say, is anybody wish to make a motion? No motion, we move on to the next one. So that's kind of how it'll go. Does anybody have any questions on the process? Okay, then I'm going to turn it over to Mo.
Yes.
Good morning. And I just wanted to really orient you to the material, assuming everybody has the opportunity to see the agenda. From the agenda, if you click on a number, there is an item number 4, which has the link to the material that we'd be reviewing. You should, after you click on the link, you should be able to see a matrix titled Rural Development Workshop. And please let me know if you want me to show you where I'm going. But at this point, if you see, there is an item structural. Across from there is the agenda, and there is the comment received, which you, if you click on comment received, this is what you will be reviewing at this meeting. Everybody okay? All right. The comments as structured, they mainly grouped by subcode. So first you will take up those comments that we submitted on the test protocol documents. And as you see, they're numbered by, S, which means structural, TP, testing protocol, comment number one, and from Gasper. One thing I wanted to really bring to your attention, when we say a comments, really, we are, as you know, after the commission approved the code changes to the 2020 update to the Florida Building Code last August, we put together a supplement that has in it all the approved code changes along with the foundation code, which is it's the 2017 Florida Building Code. And we send an email, mass email, asking for interest group individuals to submit comments on the supplement and the foundation code, with the understanding that we are in the final stage of the development process for the code update. So we're looking for publication error, missing format, conflict or glitches within the supplement and the foundation code, missing text, and so on. So we're trying to, what you call, fixes. We're looking for fixes to fix the document. And let's see. Anyway, any question about the metrics, about the documents, or so on?
Very good.
Thank you.
Tom, did you want?
Yeah, I just had a brief comment. I just wanted to say thank you all for traveling here to Dan relatively short notice. We know that's not an easy thing to do, and that you all have busy schedules, but with these comments, the face-to-face conversations tend to lead to a more productive and efficient conversation. So that's why we wanted to bring you here today. And thanks for taking the time to be here.
Okay. Jim, anything to say at this time?
Is that going to be the first agenda?
Jim? No, it's one of the last ones. That'd be better. Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I'm going to reserve my comments till later.
Right. Good, perfect. Okay, we're going to start with comment STP number one, submitted by Gasper Rodriguez. And Gasper, would you like to provide a brief summary of the comment?
Yeah, going over the draft, we saw that on some of our, especially on the TSA 103 and 104, we just renumbered a couple of things. It makes it a lot clearer. It was really not numbered correctly. And there was just one whole paragraph. The section got stuck in the paragraph, and we just separated out. So these are strictly editorials for the TAS 103 and 104. Mm-hmm. The RAS 127, again, at the beginning when we did the calculations for the prescriptive numbers we use down in Miami-Dade and Broward, we did a calculation. Later on, we've kept on reviewing, and we've come to the opinion, again, through the professional engineers downstairs, or down in Miami-Dade, that the numbers were a little bit too high. We weren't addressing the overhang situation from ASC 716 correctly. So these numbers are the new numbers. They're updated and they're correct. And like I said, they're lower numbers, so I think everybody should be happy. Industry, homeowners, everybody.
Okay, great. Thank you. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in support? I see the home builders are in support. Mike's up here. Go ahead, Mike.
Mike Silvers with FRSA. I want to support, or we want to support, Miami-Dade's changes that they've made. They've worked with industry stakeholders, and we think these are good changes, so we offer our support.
Great. Anybody else? Anybody in opposition? Seeing none, we come back to the tact. Does anybody wish to make a motion in support of comment number one? All parts of it.
I'll support it.
All right, we have a motion from Gosper. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Dan Laveridge. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Recommended for approval. Very good. All right, the next one is also submitted by Gosper Rios. It's STP comment number two. Gosper?
Tez 128.
Again, this is it's the design values, and again they were brought down. They were recalculated with the new information we have.
Okay. Anybody wish to speak in favor? FRSA, FHABA. Anybody else? Anybody in opposition? Seeing none, back to the tack. Is there a motion?
Laveridge, move to approve. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Good work. Okay, let's go on next to our third, which is submitted by Amanda Hickman. It's SB Chapter 16, comment number one. I believe there was a file sent with alternate language, correct?
Yes, there is a comment. I think the tech were also copied on that. And I know, Gasper, if you want to speak on that.
The changes put in by Amanda Hickman, we had a couple of issues with. She talked to us last week, and again, she sent the email, the corrected language. Mo has it. I have copies of it. We'll support the new language.
Okay.
And again, I have card copies here if you wish for everybody.
Sure. It was sent around. I don't know if people saw it. Some people said they have seen it. So Miami-Dade is supporting the alternate language that was submitted electronically. Okay. Anybody from the public wish to speak in support? Florida Home Builders, FRSA, IBHS, all in support. Anybody in opposition? Okay. Coming back to the attack, does anybody wish to make a motion?
Laveridge, move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the alternate language that was submitted electronically. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous in favor of the alternate language. Very good. It's a big one there. Okay. All right. So our next is submitted by SB Chapter 23, comment number one, submitted by Paul Coates. Paul? Oops, I didn't turn this off.
Good morning. Paul Coates, American Wood Council. These are updates to our standards, and I apologize they weren't submitted earlier. Probably the most important in terms of standards update is in the second section there. I just neglected to see these in the back of Chapter 23. Some of them are just name changes. Some of them are actually update to the current edition that would correspond to what we would recommend, you know, currently. At the beginning of my comment, there's just an editorial comment about ring shank nails. It's a specific name in the standard, the ASTM E1667 standard, or F1660 standard, so just wanted to keep that capitalized. There's just mostly editorial, making sure that the nomenclature, the indications of the symbols there in certain equations is exactly right, so there's no confusion. So if you have any questions, I'll try to answer them. Thank you.
All right. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in support? Anybody in opposition? Seeing none. Coming back to the TAC. Any questions or is there a motion?
I have a question.
Sure.
On number two, you're taking it out.
It should be reserved for the number you're going to go.
Crazy. I don't know if Mo can deal with that.
Sure. I think it's normally if it can be renumbered, we do. Otherwise, we reserve. So I'll take care of it through the...
That'll be a formatting issue that Mo will handle.
All right. And then on the 10, 11, 12, that should be... We should have section 2314.4.7 added to the... in the reference standards in chapter 35, it would be...
Yeah, we'll take care of that. Sure. That's automatic. Sure.
Okay.
I'm good then.
All right. Does anybody wish to make a motion?
Average move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We have a double second from Craig and CW. Any discussion on the motion? All right. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. We move now to SB Chapter 23, comment number 2, submitted by Michael Fallhaber. Is anybody here representing Michael Fallhaber? Does anybody from the public wish to speak in support of it? Anybody in opposition? All right, coming back to the TAC.
Discussion point.
If you want to see what exactly he's asking for, you can click on attachment number 2 in the matrix. And if you click on that, he would like to change mainly how we reference 2x4s within the code and the inches and all that. So I'm not sure if it's something that it has been in the code for forever and we didn't have any problems. So I'm not sure if you want to look at that and see if there's a need to really do such formatting. It has been a problem.
Basically, he's trying to do metric conversions to...
Well, yeah, he's
taking those out.
Take the metrics conversion out.
Got it. All right. Does anybody want to make a motion? If not, we'll move on.
I have a comment.
Oh, sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
I don't see a reason to change the language that's there, except for the fact that they talk about minimum sizes, and I'm not so sure that the word nominal shouldn't be put in there.
I'm
nominal size.
Jeff. Maybe Paul can elaborate.
Or Dan, go ahead.
Yeah. The way the code reads now, it says not less than 2 inch by 6 inch. Well, that's not correct, because studs aren't 2 inches by 6 inches. So when they want to change, he wants to change it, so they studs shall be not less than 2x6. I would suggest you should say nominal 2x6, but to say, to even put in 2 inch by 6 inch, it's a misnomer, because it doesn't exist. It hasn't in years and years. So I would suggest that we change it and make it say nominal 2x6 or nominal 2x4, and likewise on the other side, the nominal 2x4. That makes a lot more sense to me.
Okay, so your proposal then would be to go with his proposed changes, but put the word nominal in front of each of those enumerations.
And I'm sure that's what it means.
Yeah.
Saying 2x6, everybody knows what a 2x6 is.
Right.
But if you want to be absolutely positive, correct in the code, nominal 2x6, sure, why not?
Okay, Dan. I'm sorry, Doe.
Thank you. I agree with Dan's comments, but one other comment is his comment is on only section 2318 in the high velocity hurricane zone. Is that the only place in the code?
You have to go everywhere.
Right,
and
it would apply everywhere in the code.
Have to be global, yeah.
Yeah, it's more of
is that the motion go global?
If that's what you make, if Dan wants to make the motion.
Laverich, I'll make that motion and have it apply globally and insert the word nominal, take out the words that are there where it says 2 inch by 6 inch and so forth. Put in the 2x6, say nominal 2x6, and make it apply globally.
I'd like to hear from the public if we could.
Yeah.
Paul
Coates, American Wood Council. The dimensions are necessary for the actual dimensions, so we would be against this this particular change in the handout here. Nominal dimensions are understood. They're defined in the supplement. The actual dimensions are defined in the NDS supplement, which is referenced in the code. It may be convenient. I guess we'd have no real objection to referring to nominal dimensions when they are nominal. There are some dimensions in the code for wood that are actual now, specifically in terms of mass timber. We're not aware of any confusion about where nominal, when it's nominal, it's nominal, but I wouldn't have any specific, right now I don't have any specific opposition to the use of nominal where it's appropriate, so.
Let me ask you, Paul, because really Chapter 23 and everything is kind of already set. You go in and try to now change the reference to nominal. I'm not sure how what kind of mess you could do. So I don't mind to go with this code change, but to global it, it's just you're talking about really somebody has to go and look as Paul said what is really meant by the
issue. The unintended consequence could be, in some instances, the framing size is the actual size that's required. So,
I would just say currently the code does use the term nominal in many circumstances. So it would have to be gone through one by one and see if it's right so far, or you know, it needs to be put in there or whatever.
I can deal with this one if you guys find, but in terms of going globally, that's a lot of work asking for. Trying to confirm and verify.
And it hasn't really been a problem, it sounds like, right?
No, I never.
The only reason I was concerned about the way it's written is when the code says shall be not less than 2 inch by 6 inch. I mean, that's pretty clear. And you know, if you say, well, it's understood that that's nominal. Well, I don't really agree with that. If you mean nominal, say nominal. If you don't mean nominal, don't say 2 inch by 6 inch. Say 2 by 6. I have no problem with somebody putting in 2 by 6. Everybody knows what a 2 by 6 is. But once you start saying 2 inch by 6 inch, then you're defining it, and I don't think that's right.
I can take care of this one as is.
So okay. Could we make the motion just for this particular change and not global then?
I think sure. I'll correct the motion for this particular change. Mo, you handle it.
No problem. Thank you, buddy.
All right. So the motion is to approve the language for this section with the word nominal inserted in front of the numeration. Is there, Doe is the maker of the second.
You're changing it to nominal and saying 2 by 6.
Right, right.
2 inch by 6 inch.
Right. Is there a second?
That's 4 seconds.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor of the amended motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as amended to include the word nominal. Okay. All right. Next is a comment submitted by Gary Hartman, SB, Chapter 35, comment number 1. Is anybody here representing this code modification? Does anybody from the public wish to speak on this, either in favor or against? Okay, coming back to the TAC, does any TAC member wish to make a motion? If you need a minute to check it out, check it out.
This is moment, and this seems like editorial. Like, for example, he's really correcting the title of the standards and the reference sections, which is something is editorial to me. It's not significant to it, really.
So and it's something that you agree with, Mo?
Yeah, right? So I think if you go ahead with it. It's
okay,
fine.
So Mo says this is something that would be useful. So is there a motion?
Just to make sure, the first bullet is just a clarification, editorial, that's fine. The second one, what's going to happen? It's still going to stay in Chapter 35 because he says it's no longer in Section 26. Fine, but it's in another section, so it should still be. It should still stay.
The reference sections, we can check those and make sure. He's referring to reference sections within Chapter 35. It's not a.
All those formatting things will be corrected by staff.
It's not really.
And that's what it is. You'll be deleting these section numbers from Chapter 35.
Yeah.
I'll move if it's done.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Very good. Okay, our next is SB Chapter 35, comment number 2, submitted by BJ Ye. Is anybody here for this code modification? Paul, you're here to speak on this one?
We're just in support of this one.
Okay, all right. With council in support, anybody else? Anybody in opposition? Seeing none. Coming back to the TAC. Anybody wish to make a motion?
Lavrich move to approve.
In second.
Well, all right. Yeah, we have a motion and a second discussion. Gaspar, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure again what we're doing here. However,
we mainly go and look at attachment number 3. This what happens is this with this one. This was submitted as part of the triennial code change process as an alternate language. And it seems that it was a mix-up with the alternate language, and the intent was to get this approved. And it does really kind of correct a lot of mistitles, misinformation, and reference standards that's in the code. So this is mainly a correction to the fact that alternate language was not approved, and that's another alternate language was unapproved instead, and that's really what intended to get this approved. And there's a lot of work went into this to really make sure the standards for the wood product are referenced correctly.
So you support this as a good change, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. We're good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. All right. Next is Structural Chapter 35, comment number 3, submitted by Jennifer Mullen. Anybody here from the public to speak either in favor or in opposition to the comment? Okay, seeing none. Coming back to the TAC. Does anybody wish to make a motion in support?
Question.
It's changing the standard dates, yes.
Hey, this is updates to a standard. Are we supposed to have received a copy of the standard before we're able to vote on it?
I'm going to defer that to our...
That's we do encourage, the standard organization to submit copies and all that. We do. They know that. So if you feel like you would like to receive the standard first, sure. You know, you can turn it down and we'll let them know. It's fine.
So it's not mandatory that we receive a copy of the standard.
Well,
I think it's only mandatory that the standard actually be published.
And we normally, it's the responsibility of the proponent to provide the text with the copy. But if you feel like this is an update to the standard, so if you feel like you need to see the standard, sure, you could turn it down and I'll let them know.
But do we know that all three of these standard updates were completed and done?
Yeah, I have
okay.
Copies.
All right.
No problem.
Yeah, okay, so we're okay that the standards have been released. I know D1.1 has. I'm not sure about the other two.
Okay, does any TAC member wish to make a motion?
Right. Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous.
Can I just, Mo, if you can get us or tell them to give us a copy.
Yeah, I'll be glad to let them know, sure.
I mean, we're not concerned. I mean, we're pretty sure the standards are updated and they're going to all be well. But we still don't have the standard and we'd like to have it.
No problem. I'll be glad to communicate that to them.
All right, so our last one is S, General Comment Number 1, submitted by Neil Burning of ICC, which is basically a comment requesting that the TAC consider additional I code changes. I'm going to let our Mr. Chairman speak on this.
Yeah, before we start on this one,
I just wanted to say a few things. As you know, I've made no secret that I think it was a mistake to move away from the I-codes as a Florida-based document. And I truly believe this will lead to the weakening of the Florida Building Code over time and lead to less resilient construction and higher insurance premiums. I believe eventually it will impact community rating systems throughout the state. However, we are obligated to follow the law in place at the time of the adoption process, which I believe we have done. The proper approach for the coalition at this point is to either revise the law or look forward to the next modification cycle. In this case, there were no details that have been provided of any of these modification requests. I do not believe we should relitigate modifications at this point. I think the coalition should be given an opportunity to pull from a consent agenda any mod needed to correct a glitch or present any item that should have been brought forward to comply with the law and was just missed in the earlier process. Then I believe, in my view, we should find no affirmative recommendation. I just wanted to say that because I think it's important to set the stage of what we've done here, and I think we have followed the process, and I don't think we should be relitigating modifications at this point. So that's my comment. Thank you.
All right. So does anybody else want to staff it? Okay. So
I can say something here. I did go through all these code changes, and there's about 400 that were submitted. Structural tech, they get like about 170, and fire tech has the majority, and other techs will have a few. However, when we looked through them, we found out like almost 60 of those or more, they already included in the code, in the process, so it's already covered. We found that a significant number of those are overlapping, meaning that, you know, it needs some work to be able to really take them and use them and review them. So somebody has to really look at the foundation code, look at what we have done under the triennial code change process, and take whatever this code change they're talking about and try to really bring it together. So that's a lot of work there need to be done. A lot of, because of the fact that the draft for the 2020 Florida Building Code is being worked on, and we actually have now the first draft that we're reviewing, format-wise, and a lot of things have changed. A lot of things doesn't really fit directly from these code changes fit directly into the base code. So I think a lot of work needs to be done there, and I would say, plus really you are in the tail end of the process. You know, we're trying to really get the final out by April 20th. So there's a lot of work going on to really just deal with what we did so far. Thank you.
So I'm going to make a comment procedurally about this.
We have public comment.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to do that first before we take public comment. And that is that procedurally, this would be very difficult to do. We would require, really, from my opinion, an extra set of meetings, and somebody would have to go through here and take the I-code numeration, correlate it, and pull out the specific FBC number and provide specific language for each one they're trying to get done. And that's not done in this format. This is just a series of numbers from the I-codes, and it's very difficult to do that. You know, we require special meetings, and we have, as the chairman said, gone through these changes in the past, so that puts us where we are today. So the question on the table is whether you want to second this for some further process to evaluate or not, and so far the TACs have not had an appetite for that, but that's your decision as a group. All right, let's hear from the public.
Paul Coates, American Wood Council. I'd like to state full agreement with Chairman Schock's comments regarding the legislation and where we stand, and Mo's comments and staff's comments, and I'm not advocating for taking any particular action on this one. However, I do need to state on behalf of our members that we appreciate the reminder that this comment puts forward about the consensus process at ICC, which we would hope that the Florida Building Commission would take advantage of. And just because the TAC is influential with the commission, I just wanted to express that today in light of this comment. So we're in support of the spirit of this comment. It may not be procedurally, we are not recommending or suggesting that we can back up. So we're not, and I am encouraged, I'll just take this opportunity, maybe this is better in public comment, but I'm encouraged by the rules put forward that the so many misses, I guess you could call them, if that's what they are, maybe less in the as we go forward. I did look up these bolded code changes. There are some significant things there, and perhaps we can consider those in the future. But thanks for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you, Paul. All right, anybody else wish to speak? Mike?
Mike Silvers with FRSA. I want to back up just a little history of when the Florida Building Code was being considered. The idea was to have a statewide building code. In roofing, that was impacted by the HVAC requirements, and we fought pretty hard during that period to bring us into a true statewide building code. But the argument at the time was made that Miami-Dade and Broward counties faced a different threat than the rest of the state of Florida. And thereby, they made the argument that why does the balance of the state of Florida want to stop us from protecting our citizens and our structures? And the group acquiesced and eventually accepted the fact that they needed to have their own code. It has worked out okay. We've worked through some of the ups and downs, and it is difficult when you're teaching contractors that you've got to teach two different set of code standards, and it's somewhat difficult, but we've made that work. I tend to want to ask the same question of the folks that continue to push the IBC as the Florida base code. We have a different threat than the rest of the country does. It's clear now that the idea that Miami-Dade and Broward has a more substantial risk than the rest of the miles and miles of coastal areas in Florida, particularly after Michael, it's kind of a quaint idea now. We are in a threat, and we have a serious threat, and the idea that we have to go and argue to protect ourselves to folks from 49 other states that may have somewhat a similar threat, but certainly not one as daunting as ours. So first of all, I think the legislature made the right decision. We believe in a consistent building code, and the churning that continues to happen at the IBC level of the code and the constant change every 3 years makes it almost impossible to teach this code to the people in the field. So we have a good system in Florida. We want to keep it, and you know, we fought very hard to not accept ASCE 716. I could still be here arguing if I wanted to be about ASCE 716. At some point, even though we received the majority of the votes in both cases to maintain that, we didn't meet the threshold. So you know, in our case, we really could be jumping up and down about it because the rules have actually stopped us from accomplishing that, but we didn't. Went to work. So simply, if you want to have a modification, bring your rationale, convince the tax that it's needed in the Florida Building Code, and if you lose, you lose. There are no orphans. They're just code mods that didn't receive an affirmative recommendation. Thank you.
Exactly on the button. Well done. All right. Mr. Belcher.
Mike was kind enough to tell me that he's sick.
Don't forget the chair, Joe. Come on.
I'm trying very hard not to get it this year. I stay away from Justin, and I carry my Lysol. Joe Belcher, Florida Homeowners Association. I wasn't going to speak at all, but since we had some people sounding like they were kind of in support of what the coalition has done, like to wholeheartedly support what Mike said. We do think the legislature did the right thing, and we do not think that we're going to see a weakening of the code in Florida. Those around these tables will make sure that we don't. When those changes are needed, we will submit them in Florida, and we will pick them up as we need them, and we won't be taking a lot of things that we don't need and have to deal with. So we would ask respectfully for an NAR on this general comment one. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else in the public? All right. Seeing none, coming back to TAC. Does any TAC member wish to make a motion of any sort?
Just a quick comment. I support Jim Schock's comments.
Okay. So there's no action necessary, so we'll say NAR. There was no motion offered. And this? Very good. Okay, that is all of our comments for the structural TAC. And is there any additional, anybody from the public wish to comment? Any TAC member wish to comment? Then, Mr. Chairman, do you have something?
I think I just got one thing. We'll be taking in a second round of comments ahead of the workshop at the April meeting.
April 7th, yeah.
And we expect that we'll put a due date on those of sometime in the early part of March.
Yes.
So I'd be looking at the last week of March or the first week of April as a possible time for an on-site if we think it's needed again, or for the scheduling of a phone call.
Yeah, it'll be based on what we receive. So, we'll do that.
Would you like to adjourn us?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Is there any further comments from the public? From the commission? Yeah, from the TAC. Are there any further comments?
From the TAC.
Yeah, from the TAC. Dan?
My only comment is that I truly don't understand why we had to come up here for this meeting. It seems to me that all these things that we've handled today are somewhat routine, pretty simple. Gosh, it's 8:45, and we've actually taken a lot more time than we really needed to. I don't see why we couldn't have done this by telephone call. Just a comment. You know, it costs a lot of money to bring people up here, most of it coming out of our pockets, as well as coming out of the state's pockets, and just all the time that's been consumed. And so it's just, for what it's worth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, see, no further comment. I think we can stand adjourned. Thank you.
All right, 8:44.
What time do we start?